Welcome back to Accra, one of our own, who has now become the president of the Republic of Liberia. Many of you know that this very famous man spent a lot of his last 2 years here in Ghana. And so I'd like to claim him as one of our own who has come back. He is a symbol of the progress that Liberia is making after the trauma of the Civil War. His predecessor, the first female elected leader on our continent, did a great deal of work in trying to consolidate the peace after the years of the traumatic Civil War. One of the most important outcomes of that process of consolidation was that he was able to organize elections that allowed for the first time for, I believe, over 70 years, a peaceful transfer of power from one democratically elected leader of Liberia to another. That is a measure of her achievement, and it is also a measure of how far Liberia has come to put its past behind it. And in doing so, he chose as her successor a man who's already well famous in his other life as a sportsman, and who has now become a symbol of the hopes of the majority of the people of Liberia, especially of its youth. I've known him for some time because we share many characteristics, one of which has been persistent efforts to arrive at where we are today. I believe it's his third time as it was mine. One of the things that I've discovered about him was his honesty and also his commitment to the welfare of his people. That's what has brought him this far, and he's come to pay a visit to us to renew the bonds of friendship and solidarity that there are between the Liberian and Ghanaian people. You know, during the time of their problems, we welcomed many of their people here. They were exemplary refugees. People lived in Ghana, contributed. Just as we have lots of our compatriots who have become an integral part of the Liberian society. So there are lots of bonds between us. And today, we have an opportunity in talking together to advance the mutual interests of our peoples, of our region, and of our continent. The world is going through some difficult moments. All kinds of new arrangements are appearing. And we here in the West African region must continue to deepen the contacts, the links, the friendships between us in West Africa, so that the challenges of the 21st century, the challenges of rapid economic growth, inclusive economic growth, that makes it possible for all our people to be part of the process of development, that we can successfully meet those challenges within the context of democratic values and democratic institutions. So it's a particularly happy day for us in Ghana and for me personally to be able to welcome to our country this famous man who, even before he became a president, was a household word in Africa. I want to introduce to you President George Weah, President of the Republic of Liberia. President Weah,
thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You object to the word Akwaba because you are from here. But I still have to say Akwaba.
And that's it. Thank you, Mr. President. I think I spoke and the press were there already. But Mr. President, you know, I said Ghana is a case study. And you are a case study. I remember in 2005, when you were foreign minister. We just came from the heated elections. And he said to me, "Hey, Georgie, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Your time will come." And I came to Ghana. We were supposed to go to South Africa. And then you didn't go because you came from Kumasi. You have something to do. But I think what we took from your advice was to wait, grow, learn politics, and then later you can push forward. And then when I saw the ascendancy, someone asked me, "The foreign minister now become president of Ghana. You need to be in government to do the same." And then I went to the Senate. Today, I'm the 24th president of the Republic of Liberia. But we are glad. Ghana is my home. And we are here not to just come and see you, but we came to reassure you that our relationship that we have will be sustained and will be more strengthened. I'm young, I agree, but you are my big brother, and I hope that you will help Liberia to succeed. Liberia came a long way, and without Ghana, we would not be standing here today. Ghana hosted us. And today, we can never repay. We just have to continue to make sure that our people continue to marry, have children, move around our economic and our borders for them to be happy. But I can guarantee you that our relationship that is already there with our government, Your Excellency, you can count on us. We will continue the mutual benefit, especially when we travel to the ECOWAS meetings, like we did the last night at Addis Ababa. And I hope we'll continue to do so. When the big brother speak, you look at him and show signs to say what needs to be done. So I'm glad that this relationship will be strengthened and the people of Ghana will work with the people of Liberia for the two nations to continue their relationship. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to serve my country. And I want to thank you all, those that play a part. As I said, this is my second time coming here. The first time I came here, I came as an opposition. We spoke. It was good, but now it's better. So thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much.